Good morning. It is 10:24 a.m. here on a scattered cloud morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's, what is it? It is March 28th, 2026. It's interesting. I saw a pair of mallards here yesterday. It was yesterday. And another mallard, a female, just came up out of the bushes. I wonder if their nest is in here by the eye doctor's office. It's 64. I'm a little overdressed. Probably didn't need the hoodie. I'm wearing three layers. Two would have been sufficient. I was trying to put together something to wear to jury tomorrow. And none of my clothes really fit. The pants are all too long because it's been so long since I wore those kinds of trousers, suit pants, slacks, Dockers. Found my Dockers. They're too long. I used to be 5'8", and now only 5'7". And that inch is apparently all in my legs. It's not really. It's the overall. I'm shrinking. But they were also pants that I wore cowboy boots with. So they had a heel on them, which gave me an extra inch to work with. I don't know if I can even get my feet in my boots anymore. I still have them. They look like shit, but I still have them. So I do have a suit. I could wear a suit. The pants are a little long. They really need to be 28s. And they're 29s. So there's a bit more of a break than I would like. And I don't have any dress shoes. I had a pair. I know I had a pair. But I can't find them. It's been so long since I've worn them. They probably cracked and molded and whatever else shoes do when you don't wear them for 15 years. Suppose I could go buy a pair of dress shoes. I mean, I know it's Sunday, but it's not like the stores are closed. So, I don't know. My first inclination is to put on a decent shirt, sport coat, maybe a tie, and go with jeans and sneakers and call it good. They don't need to know I've got 6 halfway decent suits in my closet. I just don't have shoes for them. Which sounds really weird. So I played too much Satisfactory this morning. I should have gone out. My breakfast was over at about sunrise. I should have gone out then. Good morning. Yes, indeed. It's a little warm, but it's a beautiful morning. Good morning. I just realized I haven't said a word in like a block and a half. I think about satisfactory. I was thinking about all kinds of things. I don't even remember what they are now, but mostly satisfactory. I'm reworking my basic functions. I have royally screwed up my power generation by trying to jump ahead to turbo fuel without really considering how much space 4D generators is going to take up. And so I built myself into a corner. And rather than screw around with it, I've started a new power generation using normal fuel to keep the factory running while I tear down what I've got so far and put it back up in a way that actually makes a little bit more sense with the landscape. Yeah, I'm definitely overdressed. 64 in bright sun, I did not need the hoodie. I probably don't need the fleece. I suspect the polo shirt would have been enough. Live and learn. Also thinking about tomorrow. It's like, how do I feel about being on a jury? Do I want to be picked or not? Coming up on Get Ready, Say It With Me, Monk Post. I think in the last few, the last times I wore a suit, I was probably teaching back when I was teaching assistant. No, I wouldn't have worn those. I would have worn them working for Catapult. Catapult was a training arm of IBM that has since pretty much folded up and blown away, as far as I can tell. But I had to drive back and forth to the tech center on the south side of Denver when I wasn't teaching on site somewhere, which was usually south of Denver or west of Denver. Rarely did I get to go up to the actual main campus. They have, IBM has a big campus over in Fort Collins. Niwot, somewhere over there. Or did have, I don't know if it's still there. It's like, this is all like, yeah, that was, like the next to the last job I had. But I've been a full-time writer since 2012. So it's 14 years. Been writing since 2007. It's almost, it'll be 20 years next year. And then I spent 13 years with the National Center before that, so that's 25. And I don't think, I might have worn a suit at the Nebulas. In fact, I'm pretty sure I wore a suit at the Nebulas. So it wasn't that long ago. I took them out of the closet. They all have a dusting of... They all have a very fine dust on the hanger marks. The slacks have hanger marks. It's a... They're kind of baggy. They're a little bit too big. Because I was 40 pounds heavier and an inch taller. So, yeah, I sort of look like dressing up in my father's clothes. My jeans at least fit, and it doesn't look weird to have walking shoes and jeans, and then spiffing it up a little bit with an actual shirt I have not worn. I have not worn a button-up shirt in so long. Oh my God. It's hysterical. I have not worn a button-up shirt. Well, I probably wore it with a suit and nebulous, but that was it. I mean, but yeah, I think I did. How disreputable do I want to be? How reputable do I want to look? Do I want to be picked for the jury, or do I want to be released so that I can go on with satisfactory and writing and everything else? I don't know. I'm not too thrilled about being out in mixing and mingling with potentially contagious individuals. I don't know what the stats are, but it used to be pretty grim. Like 1 in 30 people in the U.S., 1 in 30 adults in the U.S. had some sort of communicable respiratory illness. So when you go to the grocery store, 4 or 5 of those people in the store have something that they're breathing out into the air. Every time you go to the grocery store, that doesn't count all the other issues. Good morning. I appreciate the people waiting, but that's nothing personal, sir, but I just don't trust you. Apparently, I'm exceptionally risk-averse with one of the little exercises I did in grad school was using an instrument that measured your degree of risk aversion. And I pretty much pegged it. So, which is weird, considering all the risks I've taken, all the stupid shit I've done. Is looking not quite there yet. It's still dark brown, gray. Willow sisters looking willowy. Oh, these little crab apple trees have begun blossoming out. No, is that what I smell? That big white one is shedding petals already. Lovely morning. Too warm by half, but my own damn fault. I should have known better. Middle 60s and bright sun. 10 a.m. That's a lot of UV. Oh, I made it. Back in time to get some lunch because I'm hungry. I didn't have much for breakfast this morning. A couple slices of toast. I have to bake bread tomorrow too. So I need to get bread in the fridge for tonight. Make it in the morning before all of the festivities start. So we'll have bread for a week. Ah. So anyway, yeah, hi. I'm at the back gate. I can figure out how to open the phone. I can't see it. There we go. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day. The day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.